Rick, what do we have coming up on the Outdoor Connection today for folks that hadn't heard us talk about at the beginning of the hour and on Monday?
Well, it's our annual Christmas wish list show. And I wish we had recorded shows far enough back that I could figure out exactly when I started doing it on the radio. As far as my written columns go, this is year 23.
Okay.
So
what's your nearest guess for radio Christmas wish list?
About 17, 18.
You think 17? Does that stand right with you, Lou?
Lou is one of my most faithful followers of this, and the person that holds the record for asking me the earliest in the year if I'm going to do it again.
I just tell you, it's a big deal at our house. It's like, and my people say, have you talked to Rick? You know, is it coming out? I'm like, well, let me find.
They asked January 1st. So when's Rick's next Christmas wish list?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, it's the big deal. And
the earliest time that I can remember was we attended the same church, and it was church, and it was like the end of August.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me, yeah, I'm planning on it.
Okay, I was trying to get a jump on Christmas that year. Give me
Christmas
a break.
Christmas in nearly July?
I know, yeah.
Why not? They market everything else that way.
So for new listeners, Rick, that haven't heard the Christmas Wishlist show, tell us about what we'll experience here in the bottom half of the hour.
These are items that I've come up with over the year, either bought them or had companies send them to me to do some field testing and write about. And these are the ones that I think are the cut above. Now, they may not be real expensive. They may not be, it's not like I'm advertising, shotguns and rifles, although we did have a rifle 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that my idea was kind of a stocking stuffer level type thing.
Yeah.
You're putting those gift lists together and you got people, and a lot of people get hung up on numbers. You know, they got 4 for this person, but only 3 for this person. What else can they get?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's some ideas. Now, most of these items run about $12 or less.
Oh, really?
Except for this one, and we'll talk about it later. It's $130, but very cool.
Okay.
You know.
And Lou, some of these items, too, will work great for white elephant parties, too.
You know, they would. I have never used a Rick Windham gift for a white elephant. Let me just tell you that.
I have, but the electric hand warmer. Was that 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was great.
I used that. I wrapped a $20 bill around it and used that for the white elephant.
Yep.
That would be perfect.
And then I stole it back for myself.
Oh, way to go. That was smart.
That's the trick to doing those Christmas swaps. Get something that you're okay going home with.
Of all the gifts that you've seen me drag in here over the years, the hand warmer stood out because you took it. Now, what else?
What else would I remember? Oh, golly. There's been quite a bit.
Remember that little hockey puck-looking light I had in? I think
It
was last year. But it was also a solar collector you could plug your phone into.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
I've been using that one quite a bit.
When I think of the Christmas Wishlist show, though, you know what I think of? Oddly enough, this, nobody else will think of this. I think of Rick's laundry hamper. Because
that's when it comes in, yeah.
The first 2 years or 3 years before I was over here on KODY, I was here at the station, and I saw Rick walking across the parking lot from the studio, and I thought, man, this is... You see Rick walk across the street Mondays and Fridays, but very rarely does he have anything in his hands. And I remember the first time I saw him, and I was like, is he bringing his laundry in?
Is it a new service we offer?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's no laundry machines here. I don't know what the heck he's doing. So I go ask him. I go, Rick, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, oh, I do a Christmas wish list show. So I think of the hamper now.
Here's the secret of the hamper. Inside the hamper,
not just dirty laundry,
is all,
it's
the,
not.
All the packaging from all the stuff that I take out.
Okay.
And I put it all there together. So, and that is my, I know that's probably going to be a Christmas wish list item. So that's where it resides most of the year while I'm playing with them.
The hamper.
And then this reminds me what to go find.
There you go.
That's the sole purpose of this hamper. This isn't a multi-purpose one.
It's a clean hamper. I'm telling you, it's a clean hamper.
Yeah, there are no chonies in there.
No.
I'm glad I did that because there's one more item I got to get out.
Oh, glad you brought that out.
And this is the separator between the packaging and the real product, the red Although Sean
rather
looks
festive.
Looks like Santa's own coat or something.
Yeah, Santa's bag. I'm just saying.
It makes sense. It makes sense, doesn't it?
But that's what we're going to be talking about, and we'll go a little more in depth into each one. Some of them are very, very practical. Some of them have a little fun to them also, which is kind of what you're looking for.
Absolutely. We do need to wrap up here on KODY, but want to let you know we have quite a bit coming up here for sports activities. Have men's basketball for you tomorrow and volleyball action as they begin postseason tournament play tonight here on KODY. We'll begin at 6:30 with John Baylor on the call as the Lady Huskers take on Campbell. Our game of the week this evening over on KX104 features Maywood Hayes Center on the road to take on Wallace. And then tomorrow here on KODY, North Platte St. Pat's is set to take on Sutherland. The Christmas Wishlist Show with Rick Windham is coming up next here on KODY's Outdoor Connection, presented to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket. Have a great weekend, folks.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder. From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's time for the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket in North Platte. The Minnow Bucket, for all your hunting, fishing, and outdoor needs. Stop in today at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte. Here's your host of Husker Radio's Outdoor Connection, Rick Windham.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the special Christmas wish list edition of the Outdoor Connection. Tristan and I were talking earlier, and about the best we can figure out is I've been doing it on the radio now over 15 years. I was thinking it was more closer to 18, but we don't know for sure. We didn't keep track of it. Now, the written part that I've done for articles, I do have a good track on that. This is the 23rd year I have done that. And my guest with me this morning to look over the Christmas wish list, supervise my operation here, is Lou Fornander. And I believe you've been using this list for all 23 years.
I would agree with that. Yes, yes. I would agree with that.
Because you were from a family of outdoor people.
True.
You and Dennis have raised all your kids to be outdoor people.
It's true.
And I get some of the biggest kicks out of your stories about, you know, it's Christmas and the kids are opening up. You know, their kids are grown now, but they're opening stuff up going, hey, is this one of Rick's items?
Oh, yeah. It's like they always go, oh, yeah. And anymore it's like, oh, yeah, this is the Rick Windham item.
That's cool. That tells me I'm on the right track with it. As always, these are items that I've come up with over the year through either manufacturers sending me stuff or just pick them up because they look like they would be cool and work for the outdoors. And they're not all, you know, this is not all stuff you find of a store.
No, it's not.
It's everything. It's,
yeah.
I look everywhere for things. And then I have to test them and make sure they work because I have my philosophy that my dad, the old Marine,
mm-hmm. Yes.
used to tell me things like, son, you could tear the horns off a goat if we gave you one because I tend to be rough on equipment. So if it survives me, then most people should be able to get a lot of use out of them. Of the things that you have passed on to your boys or whatever, or Selena, whichever, mm-hmm. do you have a longevity report on any one of them? I know you.
I don't know. That, yeah.
You said Seth had one of the lights I had.
Seth, he went out and bought more because he liked them so much. He's like,
good.
Whoa, I've got to have more of that. Actually, I'm going to say, if you want to talk true longevity, a long time ago, because the boys were still small, just starting to duck hunt, and you had a laminated...
Yes, the duck identification
yes.
thing.
Yes, and that, I'm quite sure, still lives in the camo...
In the duck bag.
In the duck bag, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that was 20 years ago.
I'll score that one. That, yeah, I've had things like that. You know, it's just things I pick up from everywhere that I look at them and go, yeah, people would like that and could use that. And... I try not to get extravagant with it. Most of them are in the stocking stuffer realm. Mm-hmm. This year, my range in price is $3 to $130.
That's a nice variety.
Nice spread.
Yeah.
All but one of them is 12, well, no. Two of them are over the $15 mark.
Oh, okay.
So everything else you see out here in front of you is 15 or less. So let's get started.
Let's do.
The first items I got, this, you buy a three-pack of these.
Okay, I was looking at those thinking, all right, what you got?
They're called button lamps. And you peel and stick the back, stick them anywhere you want for extra light, and flip the switch on it. Just okay. Goes side to side.
Side to side.
Maybe well, I need to include instructions.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I'm going to start singing. It looks like a spotlight.
Those are... They're just a single LED, but that's bright.
Oh, my goodness. That is like this. It's a little bit bigger than a quarter.
A little bigger than a quarter. It's about 3/8 inch
yeah.
thick and a little bigger around than a quarter. And you just throw the little switch on it. And how many places can you think of that you need just a little extra light?
Just a little bit. Well, in my car, in a closet.
Yeah.
Outside.
One of them is like the inside of my camper topper.
Oh yeah.
Up on the roof, so you can find stuff in the back when you're getting out to go hunting.
Right.
When we get done with the show, one of them is going to go on the door frame on the front of the house, so I can find the dang lock to put my key in.
Actually, I was thinking in our backyard, we have to double check to make sure that our gate is latched because our dog sometimes likes to help himself and escape.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, and sometimes you can't see at night. To double check to make sure that's...
Just like I said, any place you can stick one of these and you need light, it's good. Now,
those
the
awesome.
Cool thing about that, the other thing I try to do is make things you can find and get your hands on. I didn't want people going to look for things this year particularly and run into, we don't have it because of some supply chain problem.
Right.
This is at Menards, $4 for a 3-pack.
Whew.
So, very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Next item is another light.
You do love lights. Can I just say that?
Well, as I put in the, what'll be in the written part of the column, every outdoorsman needs knife, lights, and a way to start a fire. So those are all high priority items.
I get that.
So, okay. Now.
Oh, okay. This is a little softer light.
Much softer light. It's originally designed to hang on the guy wires of your tent. So you don't trip over them at night. But there's enough light that comes out of them that I can sit in the boat and tie my knots at night. And so Selena might need some.
Selena would love these.
And again, wherever you need just a little bit of light.
I love that you can hook them over like the guy wires.
That's what it's made
for originally. Yeah, I can see that. That's pretty slick.
But... You know, any place you need a little light, and especially if you got some type of line or string there to hang it from, you got her made. It could be inside a tent, too, or inside a camper if you just need a little light that's not going to wake everybody else up.
Mm-hmm.
That would work. It's called Tent Brights. They're roughly 2 inches long and about 3/8 inch in diameter, 1/2 inch if you count the little hook that hooks on the string. Got those at Walmart, and they're $5 for a 2-pack, and then they also sell multiple, like a 4-pack.
So you could really string something up.
So that's another one. This one, another light, it's called the Light Brights All-in-One Lantern and Flashlight. It's got two settings on it. One's real bright, like a spotlight flashlight. The other is more of a flood-type light. The thing I like about it is it charges from a USB port. And the pickup, my new pickup, has a USB port in the dash.
Right.
So I just keep it in the dash, plugged in at all times. When you unplug it, it's got about 10 hours of runtime on it.
Oh, okay.
So, and then that little 13-inch cable on it, if you don't want to unplug it and you're looking for something in the cab of your truck, you got enough room to do that. This one...
That's pretty slick.
I found that one at Menards, and that was $3.
Really?
Really.
Whoa. I'm putting one of these in my car.
Yeah. You got a USB?
Yeah.
There you go. The next one will probably go to my grandson, Emmett. Emmett is not quite 2 and is at that stage where he loves to push buttons.
Uh-huh.
And we cannot get through a Zoom meeting uninterrupted. He gets to the computer and knows where the button is. So I'm going to give him this one. This one has 15 buttons on it. So
My goodness, he'll have a great time.
But, I mean, this looks like just a regular incandescent bulb.
Yep. Yeah.
It's designed, you got the stick thing, you can put it where you want. I originally bought it and then just had leather shoelaces holding it up in the top of my tent.
Very classy, very classy.
Oh, yeah, you know, had it up in my tent, and you're 10 feet away from the tent at night, and you want to come in, you turn it on. It's got our little remote.
There it is.
Now, it's got a couple different settings at that level, or you can hit one of the buttons, and it'll cycle through all the other 12 colors that it has. What do we got? Magenta, green,
blue, red, yellow.
Yep, all these things are just flashing through. It's got a timer on it. You can set it for 4 hours or 8 hours. So, if you're going to go to sleep, keep the light on. And again, it's just fun. Like I said, it's almost like bubble wrap.
It is. The little controller thing is,
It's got, like in the controller there, it's like the little button battery.
Okay.
And then in the light bulb, it's three double A's, so you can change it out and use it.
The teacher in me is saying that's a great gift for a kid because then you can practice all your colors while you do this.
There you go.
See, so it's a little educational.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's why we hire you.
Thank you.
That was at Walmart. That's back in the sporting goods section. $10.
I would agree this might be a great gift for a two-year-old because I might be snagging one of those, too. How fun is that?
Now, in all fairness, the directions on it say not for children under the age of five, probably because something may be small enough to swallow.
But they shouldn't eat it.
Yeah. But, supervise your kids.
Supervise. Yeah, be with them. Yeah, pay attention. It's all good.
But I can see Emmett just loving this one.
But I can see a lot of people, not just kids, liking that, having a real good time with that. So.
Oh, and I've had it in camp. My camp buddies are going, let me see that controller. And then they're for an hour. They're over there playing. How far away can I be?
There's all sorts of stuff you can do with that.
Anyway, like I said, $10 at
what
Walmart.
A fun thing.
This next one is really cool. I found this one at Cohagen's Battery Warehouse over on Dewey. Those guys always have cool stuff.
I was going to say, there has to be something from Cohagen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is called the Skeeter Hawk Patio Light. Now,
that is cool looking.
You can see it's got the different pegs you put together so you can make it stand up to like 4 feet tall and put it along your patio. I've got, at this height, it's perfect for going through the center hole in my patio table.
Oh, okay,
knocked around by the wind. It's been out there since, like, June.
Okay.
And you turn it on by rotating the top, but it won't come on until you cover the top, the solar collector. And that indicates it's also like a nightlight. It'll come on at night. And then it's got that pretty realistic-looking flame.
It does,
But you see the vertical rosin?
Uh-huh.
That's bug zappers.
Oh, wow.
What says Nebraska better than sitting around at night on your patio watching a little flame-looking thing and hearing a bug fry itself?
Yep.
You can see underneath. That's to attract the bugs. UV lights. Like I said, this thing's fun. I've been using this one since, like, June. That one's $50.
But I just think of those torches and everything that you the citronella torches that you burn and you whatever and what a mess. And
this one never develops any heat. It's always cool to touch, so you can be around kids.
I think it's just a lot safer and a lot more. I don't know. It looks like the real deal.
Looks like the real deal, and I've. Every time I look at it, I think, I need a couple more, kind of line the patio with them.
I'm thinking you could definitely have more than one.
I've sat out there at the patio table with this thing on at night, and that's enough light coming off of it that you can, eat dinner or, have a drink, whatever, and not be fumbling around in the dark.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
I think that's a great little thing.
Okay, we've got light out of the way.
Oh, light. Okay, that was light.
That was light.
Okay, check.
Now we go to, remember the three you had to have?
Uh-huh. And you always have a knife. Right.
Always have a knife. This one is just a neat little camp knife I found. It's a Ozark Trail, and Ozark Trail's handled by Walmart. Just a simple little blade. I like small blades for working around camp. I'll let you feel the handle of it. It's kind of a rubberized grip, so you can get a hold of it, but it's got the finger grooves
in it. The finger grooves make it nice.
Very easy. The one thing I'm going to need to do with that one is work with the scabbard a little bit, because I've used it enough in and out that it's not locking back into place.
It's real loose now, yeah. But,
so,
yeah.
But like I said, just for those little things you need to do around camp, like, you know, you just need to make a small cut or open something, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now I use knives for a lot of things that knives aren't supposed to be used for, like can openers.
Well, yeah, or a screwdriver, so.
But a lot of little uses with that, and it's just handy. That one is $5.
Totally, totally worth it. A great stocking stuffer for that, yeah.
Now here, I'll give you one of those Rick Windham outdoor tips when you have something like that. And like we were saying, the scabbard has kind of lost its ability to lock it in. Mm-hmm. You can heat it up and bend that back in. Or remember the old rubber cement?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
it
fun.
It actually dries rubbery.
Uh-huh.
Paint the inside of it with that, and then that'll hold it in.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's a great idea.
No charge for the extra outdoor tip.
Extra outdoor tip. Gotta love rubber cement.
Guidsman Deerfield knife is the next one. Like I said, gotta have knives.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is at Menards. The reason I like this one, and particularly if you're an archer, because archers don't like to carry a lot of gear, but they like to have everything they need.
Right.
This one comes with a little saw, so they can cut off that stick that's in the way when you're getting ready to shoot. And then the blade is a nice cutting blade, but it has that gut hook on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one, you know, you stick and you can rip rip all the skin up as you're getting ready to field dress it. This is made by Guidsman, which means it's carried by Menards. And, again, just a nice, handy-sized knife, $10 for that
really?
One. Really? And it comes with its own little case.
And I like that, the saw, because I don't know how many times, like sometimes you don't want, you always think you want a sharp knife, which you do, but also that saw sometimes is, you need that to get through some stuff.
Well, you remember a couple of years ago I had, it's called a Wyoming knife that has that type of pulling rip cutter on it, and then it had the saw in the handle. For cutting through the
right, pelts. Right.
Same theory. I think the Wyoming knife would be a little better for that, but this one could be handy.
Yeah, first a little some.
Now, while that is out, I will demonstrate this little tool.
Ooh.
This is a knife sharpener. It's a lot of knives have serrated blades on them today, and this one just happens to have it.
It does.
Now, the smooth part of the blade, you know, the edge. A traditional edge, that's not that difficult to sharpen if you have a sharpener.
And I do.
And you do.
I do.
You have one of the best ones I've ever found.
I do. It's amazing. One of my favorites.
That work sharp tool thing, I was talking to the guy at the company, not too long ago, and I told him, I said, man, I need to get a commission on this.
You should.
I have sold, I don't know how many of these things for you. So anyway. But the serrated edge, they're difficult to sharpen.
Mm-hmm.
This particular tool, it's called the Spider Serrated Blade Sharpener, and you can get these down at the Minnow Bucket, down TJ.
Okay.
And if you'll notice, the different bevels on it, they're all slightly different radiuses on the bevels, so you can find the one that fits in the slot you need to sharpen.
Oh, okay.
So there's three different bevels, and that'll generally cover everything. And it's getting down into those
areas. It gets
areas.
Down into them. So
right.
If
you see how that lines up, and then you just push through, and that'll sharpen.
And that is slick.
And it comes with the little chain on it, so you can hang it on your belt or, you know, wherever. I'd keep one of those in my tackle box or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very inexpensive, $6. For that one, but the way that it looks and feels, I think it can last for years. And if you got an outdoorsman on your list, go to TJ. I mean, there's
TJ's great.
It's got that's a real outdoor store. I mean, you can find a lot of stuff in there.
He calls it the Minnow Bucket, which is great, but it's a lot more than.
That was Don Garrick started it and called it the Minnow Bucket, mm-hmm. and Don was primarily a fisherman, mm-hmm. so it went along that line. TJ, he's more like me. He's
poor TJ. No,
he's a hunter and a rifleman. Mm-hmm. he can sell and talk shotguns, but he's a rifleman.
Yeah.
He's the only guy I know, and we joke about it. You know, the only two guys in a lot of times in Lincoln County that'll even know that caliber exists.
True.
I brought one in for him the other day. It's a 275 Rigby.
Okay.
Got that out of southern England. Brought that rifle, imported it in. The 275 Rigby is very historical because of one guy that was named Walter Dalrymple Maitland Bell. Karamojo Bell, one of the last great white ivory hunters, and this thing is equivalent to like a 270 Winchester.
Okay.
Any of the boys or Dennis shoot a 270?
I think maybe.
It's a very popular mm-hmm. round, and particularly Dennis. That at that era, you know, we grew up with that round,
mm-hmm.
and it's not much bigger than that. I mean, 5/1000ths of an inch bigger diameter bullet. But Bell used that and shot probably 1,200 to 1,300 bull elephants with this round in his career.
Wow.
Plus a lot of other stuff. Right. Just great round, and that's the reason I go after different weapons. I like where they fit historically into things. But this Spider serrated edge knife down at TJ's. Like I said, if you're looking for ice fishing stuff, man, he just got in a bunch of ice fishing stuff, so that's a good place to go if you need
check that out.
So, all right, moving on and
yes.
and upwards. You know, we've got light, we've got knives. What was the mm-hmm. third one?
Light, knives, and start a fire.
Fire.
You
cannot maintain your man card unless you have something on you at all times to start a fire. I
okay.
carry a cigarette lighter with me all the time. I remember one old gunny that was teaching us a survival training class, and he said, never be anywhere where you can't start a fire. And, you know, part of it is you think normally, yeah, you can start a fire, you can be warm, you can cook like that. But he had a really good idea. He said, you're lost, you're under pressure, you know, you went down in an airplane or helicopter or something. Right. You need something just to take your mind off your immediate situation and let things kind of think through. And starting a fire is one of those good no-brainer exercises that lets you do that. That's why he said always carry something to start a fire with. Off air, I'll tell you about some of the more significant things he had from it. But this is just a little Bic lighter. But it's called the Bic Easy Reach, like Echo Zulu, easy.
Oh, easy, okay.
And that 1.5-inch extension on it gets you just far enough away from the ignition point that you're not burning your fingers. How many times have you tried to light a campfire or something like that and you're burning your thumb or whatever?
Well, yes, that's happened to me, yes.
So this one you just push and you get the light out there.
It's just like a little baby grill starter or the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, really it is.
Right.
It's just a pocket-sized one.
I have a number of the old hurricane lamps.
And, oh, right.
And I use those almost exclusively in my winter camps because not only do they give out light, but they give out a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're inside my tent. And, you have to, you know, press the lever and it lifts up the chimney and the glass, and then you got to somehow reach in there and get to the wick. This just does it so easy.
That's slick.
So, that one just rides around in my truck, the door pocket in my truck, stuff like that. And you can get that any place that you can find lighters. I bought that at the last minute checkout line.
Oh, right.
That was hanging up there one day at Walmart. It's $3, and I went, yeah, that looks pretty cool. And it is.
And it is. So it is.
The next one is almost also a Walmart item. You can find this back in the sporting goods section. This is the Zippo Emergency Fire Kit. Now, everything in here to start a fire is in this little kit. And this one now is going to ride permanently in one of my hunting packs, just mm-hmm. in the pocket of the hunting pack. You take the top off, and of course, you've got your little wheel sparker.
Okay, right.
Spark. Inside the canister below, which is waterproof, there are these little rolled up paper looking things.
It looks like Barbie sized toilet paper.
It looks like Barbie sized toilet paper. Very good. You peel that out and light it, and that's your tinder to start your fire. And the screw on the bottom of that brass piece, that's where mm-hmm. you load the flint, so it's reusable. You can do it. And that, like I said, everything you need to start a fire.
And how handy. Backpackers even.
Because this is about an inch in diameter and about 4 inches tall, and no significant weight to it at all.
No, not at all.
$5. Now, before that goes into my permanent backpacking kit, my hunting bag, those little Barbie doll rolls of toilet paper, I'm going to shoot them with WD-40, saturate them with that, they're easier to light, and they'll light easier in the wind and burn longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that, just another one of those little outdoor tips.
WD-40.
Yep, WD-40. Now, do you know what WD stands for?
Wyndham Direct?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Water displacement.
Oh, okay.
That was originally what it was designed for, to spray on there and move the water out. And I don't know about the 40, but I have a hunch. It's like Hodgson 777 powder. I had Hodgson on the radio show one time. I was talking with him, and I said, why is it 777? He says, that was the 777th recipe we tried, and it worked. Okay, water bottles. Everybody has one. You see them all the time. This one is silicone, nice, easy, light. Stainless steel cap with a really good seal in it, because I've yet to have this thing leak. But it will extend out to give you a 16-inch water bottle to carry with you.
It's kind of like those, 100 years ago when you had those little travel covers. But this is cooler than that.
I still carry one of those little travel cups.
Yeah.
Mine's silicone. It's not the plastic ones like that we used to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm out and I need a cup of water, I pull that out of my pocket on my pack and I got a cup.
There you go.
So
that's kind of fun.
That one's already claimed.
However, I can get a new one where?
You can get a new one at Wally World. Back in the camping section, they're $4.
Well, and I just think that, like...
Yes, and the little carabiner on
there. The carabiner on there, you can
clip it to your belt, to your pack, whatever.
Do they come in different colors?
I think I only saw them in orange, but I bet they could.
Because I'm thinking if you had these in different colors, how handy would that be? Like, you're camping, and I have the orange one, and you have the green one, and I just like things with colors. I'm just saying. Like.
Well, if they don't come in different colors, you now have your marketing niche to make your $1 million.
Oh, I'm sure that would work.
So that one, Sean walked in this morning. He looked at that, and I showed it to him, and he goes, oh, like way cool. I said, all right, show up at the end of the show. That's yours.
There you go.
Get that one. We need to take a break?
Nope.
We're
about
going.
Done. It's 8:59.
Okay. This next one, I'm a tea drinker.
Mm-hmm. I like tea.
I've actually lost my taste for coffee. I don't know why. I used to drink like 10 cups of coffee a day. Now, maybe one.
Okay.
I don't know why. I've had a couple people say, was that one of the COVID deals? And I don't think it happened at the same time. But anyway, I love tea. Hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I saw the teapot.
That's pretty obvious what that
is.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, that's real obvious.
And making tea in the camp coffee pot just doesn't seem right.
Well, it's not going to taste right either.
John Wayne never did that.
No,
I'm not going to do it either. So I found this one. This is made by, again, Ozark Trail. Well, you can see the heat sources have been on it.
Yeah, that's...
And it's about a little over a quart that a bottle. That's about 2 good cups of tea. And it's got a cool little whistle on it so you know what it's doing.
Oh, got to love the whistle.
But feel how light that is.
Oh, whoa. I thought it was going to be a lot heavier than that.
That could be literally a backpackable model.
Mm-hmm. And the handle folds.
Handle folds over. So it's, you can grab it easy. And then a spring-loaded lip on it, so you can...
Oh, so you can, yeah.
Pour the water out after you listen to it whistle to you for a while. And you can hear that whistle 50 feet away.
I bet so. I just, this would just be a great travel little teapot.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And like I said, that one, it's $10. Like I said, it's back there in the camping section at Walmart, so.
Like tent camping or camper camping?
Tent camping.
But I mean, like, now, I'm saying that this would,
camping,
this would
goes,
be perfect,
it
too.
It goes right on my stovetop in the camper, too.
Because I just, it would be just a handy travel one.
So.
Yeah.
I hear music in the background. That is Tristan's way of telling me it's time to take a commercial break. And then when we come back, we've got another couple pages of stuff to go through.
It's nine?
We can't run long?
We could go about 3 more minutes.
Okay, let's do the commercial and then...
We don't have commercials.
Oh, okay. Then we'll rip these out. This
All
one
right.
Tristan looked at earlier. And now you've been looking at this wondering what this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Selena would say it's a red pie carrier, but I know it's not
it
a pie.
It does look like a pie carrier or some type of bizarre frisbee or a throwable life preserver thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your camp stool.
That was awesome.
You pull it out and twist it a little bit. It locks into place. You can sit on it. It's 18 inches tall. It's about 10 inches diameter and about 3 inches thick when you fold it all up. But that, like I said, just...
And how many times do you not want to sit, like, in the middle of Sambers or something?
Oh, yeah.
And
this gives you...
This is perfect.
Now, in my ground blinds, that's just about the perfect height for me to see and then be right in line with one of the ports to shoot out of. So, it's all plastic.
That's slick.
All plastic, so nothing to rust, nothing to like that.
Yeah.
And then to close it up.
It's a little twist and smoosh. That's awesome.
Twist and smoosh. That's the technical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We can do it. Twist and smoosh. Okay. Now we're down. This is actually the last item. And you've been looking at this one, trying to figure out what it is. There. Can you tell me what it is?
Looks like a toolkit. And then I see this over here, and that's like... It makes something bigger.
It's called the clamp tight toolkit. This little tool part right here, you take the different wire that comes with it. The instructions are, if you got a hose, you need to clamp on something. And this is actually what they do in aviation and racing to keep all, you know, gas hoses, gas lines, water hoses, whatever in place. You bend the wire in half, wrap it 4 times around the area, and then take the extra part and loop it over the side pins. And then you screw this thing up and it pulls everything tight.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, see the little notch in the end of the tool?
Yeah.
That's on one of the, where it's folded and you have a point in the wire. That's where you anchor that. And once you get it tight, then you bend it back over, cut it off and snip it right there. And that clamp is never coming apart.
Wow.
And it is the only type of clamp that gives you a full 360 degrees of pressure. The radiator hose clamps that you have will reach about 270 degrees on it. But you always have a potential of a leak. This one won't. And this is a special they're offering right now. You get this tool kit, which includes the clamp tool plus 4 different gauges of wire for whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $130. Now, when I first got this, I'm looking for anything that I can go clamp. You know, it's like the old theory that if you give a 3-year-old a hammer, everything's a nail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this one, I was looking for everything to clamp. I finally figured out I had some new fittings for garden hoses. So I went out and tested it on that. Man, this thing works slick. This will ride permanently in the door of my pickup truck just for being out there and whatever we need to clamp.
Whatever you need to clamp.
The other thing I clamped is I had a rake that was designed where the rake head fit up inside the shaft, and then it had a cover over it where that got worn and stuff, and it broke out. Pshah, it's not anymore. Wrap that thing up, and the rest of the rake will fall apart before that joint.
The clamp's going to stay forever.
Clamp will stay forever.
Unfortunately, so. We do need to wrap up, Rick.
Okay, that's it. Folks, that's the Christmas wish list for 2021. Have a great one. Merry Christmas.